This is the official Caps Chirp podcast, proudly a part of the Hockey Podcast Network. Every team, everywhere. What's going on, Caps fans? It's me, the Hockey Troll, and I am here with that snack, Poly Cupcakes.
Hello, hello, folks. How are we feeling after a night of hockey?
You know, I hope everybody's feeling great. You know, obviously, we don't know the results of the game, so we can't really talk about that, considering we're talking to you from the past, as we always record on Sunday, and we get, you know, we do it all in 1 week, or 1 day for the week. I'll tell you what, though. I bet the Caps won. I'm going to look really dumb if they didn't.
Well, they didn't play.
What? I thought, yeah, they play Wednesday.
No, Thursday night.
Oh, shit.
They open up tonight.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well then tonight.
Yeah.
My bad. Fuck. I was trying to be witty there. I guess
I Well, hopefully the Penguins lost.
Absolutely. I bet the Penguins lost.
All right, that works.
Yeah, so I bet the Penguins lost. Look how smart I am, talking about the future in the way that I am.
Proud of you.
Caps fans, we've got some pretty good segments for you today. The Hockey Troll Hip Check, I'm going to talk about a bit of a touchy subject that I know may not be weighing heavily on your minds, but I might just make them weigh heavily, very heavily on your mind. And we're going to do a little fantasy talk, I think, on the snack time with Poly Cupcakes. Is that right, Poly?
For sure. We just had our draft this past Saturday, so we'll tell you a little bit about our league and what there is to expect maybe from some Caps and just fantasy hockey in general. And yeah, that's...
Yep. We had and when he says our league, he means the Hockey Podcast Network's league.
Yeah, there's 14 of us from around the league, so should be fun, and we'll tweet about it and stuff here and there throughout the league or throughout the season.
And just so you know, Nick Horwat is playing in this league, and he's taking this very seriously. It's not a money league; it's for bragging rights only, which is honestly, pride is way more valuable than money. Because I swear to God, anybody who loses to me is going to never, ever live it down. kind of like Pauly besting me one time in practice at lacrosse. Remember that, Pauly? I'm sure you do.
Listen. Okay. So you had like 10 years of experience on me.
That's bullshit. It was a secondary sport. I played it like two or three years. That's how good I am.
You played it through high school, and then you were like 25 when this happened.
Where would I have played lacrosse? No, I played it for 2 years in high school. I got cut when I was a senior.
Oh, that's brutal.
Yeah, but I was still captain of a D2 club team in college. What's up?
So to just give a brief explanation of what he's referencing, I think it was the final practice of the season, and we had a little 3-on-3 tournament. And the winning club was going to get gift cards to a restaurant in town. And I got the ball at the top of the key, top of the box, whatever.
Yeah.
And I just bullied Troll. I kept with my shoulder. I kept distance. He couldn't move me. I completely just rode him into the crease, basically, and beat the goalie top shelf.
Okay, so this is bullshit. First of all, let's take a step back as to what happened before the fucking goal. I am carrying my team, and this is what it was like for best of three, and we were down by like two or one. I don't know. Power move from the... I'm a long stick defenseman here. I get the ball. I make a move from the outside, from the wing, and just rip a shot high on our goalie. High stick side, too. So, you know. No, it might have been off stick. But anyways, shout out, Lynch. You suck. And just bury a fucking incredible goal. And then I just did that. And then I'm winded. So I'm obviously, you know, tired and winded from that spurt. And then everybody's like, oh, get the ball out and top of the circles, you know, top of the key or whatever, top of the box. Paulie's getting the ball and it's going to be a one-on-one with Merkel. So I'm up here, just up fucking D'ing up Paulie and then just power. Yeah, you did power move me. The only time you ever successfully, executed a goddamn face dodge, and you get around me like one good move and that was it. Like, that's fine. Nobody slides for me and you go in and somehow bury the game winner. It was luck.
You know what I heard there?
What?
A lot of excuses.
Fuck. Yeah. All right.
No matter what you say, it does not change the fact that I beat you for the game winner.
Oh my god. All right.
So that's what it's like when Troll beats people in fantasy hockey. Yeah. 7 years later, we're still talking about it.
Exactly. So, you know, that's Paulie's claim to fame in lacrosse, basically. His highest achievement is beating me in practice, but once.
Yep.
Anyways, yeah, so got a couple good segments here for you. And I mean, we would be reading you an ad, but we are the ad this week. So.
Yeah, I was going to mention that on Monday's episode, but I just forgot.
Mm. So if you guys are listening to anybody else on the network, just make sure that, you know, you hear our advertisement, our commercial for our own podcast, the one you're listening to now. And if they don't play it, drag them on social media.
Absolutely. And
shame them,
you know, comment on their posts, quote tweets of them, and just every avenue you can drag them through the mud for, right. What's the word I'm looking for? Neglecting us.
Exactly. Do that. All right, yeah. Paul, you want to pop some tabs here?
Yeah.
One, two, three. Oh man. So Paulie, how's your week going to be? Like, what, how do you envision, next week going for you when, in regards to hockey? You know, I don't want to like hear about you getting yelled at from your wife and stuff. I just want to hear about like the hockey stuff.
Well, you know, as long as I, you know, empty the dishwasher, I'll be fine. just kidding. You know, I'm thinking, as everybody's listening to this, we're all happy because the Penguins lost. I'm happy because the Avalanche beat the Blues. And I'm excited, looking forward to, hopefully, what we predicted, a 3-game sweep in the first 3 games of the Capitals season.
Yeah, I mean, there's no excuse not to. I think for the first time in a long time, at least in a few years, the Capitals have made, I mean, I can't be mad at their offseason moves, man. I think they've done everything that they could with the lot that they were given, you know, like with the opportunities, the signings that were available to them, the money that they had to work with, and the coach hiring. I think that we're back on track. You know, I hate to say it, but Reardon's 2 years here were a fucking waste. He didn't do terrible, but he just couldn't reel them in the playoffs. I really hope that Laviolette can. And I think that Laviolette's got a lot to prove, coming, you know, from a recent, you know, being let go from what, Nashville? Or, yeah, Nashville. It was the Predators before, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he did well there, but he also, you know, he was let go because after taking them to the Cup, they really fizzled out for a couple seasons. So this is a bit of a redemption opportunity for him and the players.
Yeah. Absolutely, no doubt. so I hope to see that chip on the shoulder type, gotta prove something here from the Washington Capitals. I think we all know, Caps fans, that if you were to just look at the Washington Capitals roster and the talent that they have, it'd be easy to say this team is going to win three cups in this lifetime of this contract life of Ovi and Backstrom, but it hasn't been so. You know, we're super thankful for the one that we got. Don't get me wrong, but I think I fully believe that this team has a lot more to give and a lot more in the tank.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's funny that you bring that up. There is a tweet that I sent out from our account about, because we got some interaction saying that, are we going to look back and see that we wasted Ovi's years? It's going to be tough to find, but I listed out all the teams who've existed since the Capitals have existed that still don't have a cup. And right. I think there was like three or four teams that haven't had a cup since the Capitals existed. And they don't have a cup at all, but they've been a team longer than the Capitals. And then there's Montreal or Toronto, who's been since the 60s. So even if it's only one cup during the Ovechkin era, it is still a victory because it's still more recent than a decent percentage, like, I don't know, 15% of the league who doesn't have a cup or hasn't had one since the Capitals. So let me reel this in. There's teams that are still waiting for a cup and that have been around longer than the Capitals. So even if Ovi only brought us one, that's still worth the investment and not a waste of his years.
Yeah, and I'm not really, I mean, here's the thing. I think that's a line of questioning on good and great players, but not outstanding players to the point where there's never been one like it, like that player, if that makes sense. So like, for instance, if you wouldn't ask that to any team that had Gretzky, right? Was it a waste to have Gretzky on your team? No. Did you waste Gretzky's years? No. Like, come on. I don't know. I think that history kind of looks back and never even asks that question of Gretzky or, you know, obviously Lemieux, though Lemieux won the back-to-back. So, like, it's obviously super subjective and loaded question, but yeah, I think that wherever Ovi would have landed, he would have been destined for greatness. And I think that the Capitals have done everything in their power to do so, especially post McPhee. George McPhee had glaring problems down the middle, man. Like, we never had a third line center that was the one we needed. And once we got it, we won a cup in a year, you know, like Lars Eller. I'll say it again and again and again that Lars Eller is the fucking linchpin to that cup win. But I mean, obviously, and everybody else pulling on the chain, but Ovi is such a consistent player. I can't say we wasted him, man. I can't, because we still got him. We're still getting him those power play points. You know, you could argue that, yeah, we could do that in another team, but you know, we're looking at a power play that's been top five in the league for a long time. The last couple years have not been that way, but there were times where, you know, 2-3 years consecutively, we were top three in power play performance. So, yeah, a waste is I think a strong word. I think that if we had some more things fall into place, maybe there would be more cups. But I don't think Ovi regrets it, and I don't think any Caps fan or anybody else regrets it.
Yeah, I mean, I think more cups would have obviously been welcome, but the Capitals definitely got their money's worth, even if it's only one.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, no doubt. And I think Ovi's gotten what he's deserved as well. I think that he's deserved, you know, I think he's deserved a couple more cups, but at the same time, you got to earn them. And there were there were shortcomings in his game and the whole team's game during those losses. I mean, the one with the back-to-back to pit with Pittsburgh, though, I don't think anybody could have done any more. I mean, obviously you could go back and nitpick this stuff, but those series were decided by like one goal. There was a difference of one goal between a lot of those series, or both of those series. So incredibly close coin flip type scenarios, and really just like, honestly, the luckier team I feel won. But this is a great segue into the Hockey Chill Hip Check. So should we just get into it?
Let's do it.
This is the Hockey Troll Hip Check. All right, Caps fans. Today on the Hockey Troll Hip Check, I'm going to bring up some uncomfortable truths. And some things that are, you know, worrying me a little bit. I know they shouldn't, but they are. And that is, you know, bridging the gap here between us talking about Ovi is Ovechkin's contract, his next contract. So, you know, we were talking, obviously Ovi's been great and we want to re-sign him and obviously he wants to be a Cap. You know, I think that all goes without saying. It's just, it hasn't been done yet. Right. I'm starting to get worried about it, Paulie. Are you?
Yeah, you know, I don't like the fact that he kind of, didn't he say he wanted to wait?
Yeah, so they were like, we'll table conversation until the off season, and then they said we'll table it until training camp, and now training camp's almost over. And they're saying, well, you know, it's not a big deal. Ovi's saying, you know, it's not a big deal. We'll get it done. And, you know, if it happens during the season, it happens during the season. So everybody's talking in this air of certainty, like it's going to get done. But if you motherfuckers were so certain about it, why hasn't it done yet? Why?
Yeah.
I feel the longer this drags out, the more worried I get. I definitely am worried. I am not. And I know it's like a very off chance that he goes to another team in the NHL. I also don't think that he's going to bail to Russia. So that takes you back to kind of like this circular line of questioning, like, well, if he's not going to sign with the Caps, and he's not going to sign with a team in the KHL, and he's not going to play for another team, he's going to have to play for another team if it's not the Caps, right? He said that there's no other place he'd like to be playing. And I think that he's done a good job. I hope that he's done a good job when it comes to keeping his wealth. I don't know. I mean, this is a $130 million contract is what the Capitals have paid him up to this point. Because it hasn't been done yet, it freaks me out. What the fuck are they talking about? I mean, there's really not much. The Cap Friendly is a free to use website. Everybody knows what the space is like. And I think maybe they just need to be more creative in how things pan out in the future. Like, you know, maybe you'll only get like $10 million this year. And then once the cap raises, you'll get all of it or whatever that looks like, you know. I'm in the mindset that he is the best goal scorer in the league. He needs to get whatever he wants. There's literally no quantitative argument that you can tell me that he's not the best goal scorer in the league, right?
Yeah, I mean, he is currently the goal champion.
9 times over.
Yeah, so it makes sense that he would want the same money that other superstars are getting. And I mean, I know people will say things like there's parts of his game that don't warrant that kind of money, but I think you're right. You know, he's the best goal scorer and he should get paid at least as much as the next highest paid guy.
Right. And here's the thing is that if that's the logic, yeah, there's going to be a lot of naysayers and detractors, but, you know, he's right. Ovi is right. And I just, the fear that I have is that obviously the Caps do not have next season a lot of cap. They do not have a lot of cap now. In fact, if you look cap friendly, we're like $3 million over, but we have $3 million LTIR, so we're okay. But we're at the ceiling, and we're going to continue to spend that way as long as Ovechkin and Backstrom are both viable players, which should be probably till the end of Backstrom's next contract, which I think is 4 years, four years after this year. I don't know. The nightmare situation for me is if he hits free agency, or if he's talking back channel stuff and a team's like $15 million. Yeah, go. We got that. You can have that for 6 years, 7 years, 8 years. I mean, craziness, 8 years. Right. But there's got to be a team that I think that there's a team. There is one, at least one team in the NHL who would go 8 years, $15 million a year for Ovechkin, just for revenue basis. I mean, look how many jerseys he's going to sell.
Yeah.
And that is a nightmare situation for me. A more realistic would probably be like somebody offers him 15 for five, because what's McDavid making? Like,
I think it's 13.
13, yeah. So the rumor, and none of this has been verified, but the rumor was that the Caps opened up negotiations with a contract on par to what he's making now, $10 million a year. And he said, no, I want to make more like Connor McDavid money, which is $13 million a year. Okay. So maybe like 12, 11 is where the Caps I would hope would land if it goes that way. Does that hamstring the team? I mean, that's a depth player. $2 million, $1 million a year. That's a depth player that you're just giving up to have Ovi.
Right.
And like I said, nightmare situation. Somebody offers him 15 for five. I mean, what kind of night? Like, what do you think he says? You know, what if somebody floats him that? Like, I'm obviously very, very, very jarred just even thinking about this right now. But, you know, right now, the team that has the most cap space is the LA Kings, and they have 12.5. Then it's the Ottawa Senators, who have almost 11. Then it's the New Jersey Devils, who have 9.6. Then it's the Detroit Red Wings at 8.5. And then the Florida Panthers at 6.6. I feel all of those teams can make that money up to maybe not 15 million, but you know, that 12, 13 million is probably not too far off the bat. They'll just have to dump a couple players, right? Waive them or whatever.
Yeah. And especially some of the teams who have been hurting for a long time, like Ottawa. Well, I mean, they're trying to rebuild, but the fact that they could possibly get the goal record in their uniform might, you know, give them the motivation to postpone it, their rebuild. Honestly, if any of these teams, if Ovi did leave, I would kind of would hope it'd be the Kings. One, because it'd be the other conference. And two, it would be kind of cool if he broke the record in the same jersey that Gretzky set it.
But no, no, Paulie, it would not be at all. What the fuck are you talking about?
I just mean it's the best option out of what is there.
Okay, I guess. It's all nightmare fuel. It's not – there's no good in what I'm saying here. There's no good in what I'm – this is not a good segment. This is not your segment where we talk about uplifting positive things. This is where we talk about terrible, terrible things, and I get to shit on people, places, and things. This is not – no. And you're just adding – trying to be positive here is not what we're supposed to be doing here, Paulie. You're missing the point.
Okay. Well – yes, I mean this does suck. The signs aren't good that a deal hasn't been reached, and maybe that's the Capitals just trying to find a way to make it work. Maybe someone's whispering in Ovi's ear. It really And who knows? Maybe the Caps are waiting to see how the season goes, and if they get a cup, maybe they let him walk.
Paul, you're not now. You're too negative now. Now you flip flopped to just piling on the negativity. Jesus Christ! All right, Paulie, we're moving on. I'm just saying that I'm worried about it. I think that this is drag out longer than I'm comfortable with. They said they'd have a deal in the offseason. They said they had a deal in training camp. Now they don't give a fuck if they get the deal in the middle of the season. Just give him what he wants. Figure it out. Cut someone. Yeah. I don't know. Do it. So yeah, I don't know, and that's like it's giving me anxiety, man. I mean, because despite what everybody's saying, McClellan, Ovi, the team, all the other people that are involved, you know, they're all saying it's going to get done, but it hasn't. I will close though with there is a shred of silver lining here, and that is, Ovi has decided to represent himself in these talks.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he's got some Backstrom vibes there, huh?
Mm-hmm. So, like, Mama Ovechkin is out of the picture. She can't be, like, strong-arming people at dinner time for a ridiculous amount of money. And they said, you know, McPhee said, like, you know, Mama Ovechkin eventually did compromise, but she did drive a hard bargain. And, you know, whether he means that by, like, she just didn't know, like, what she was doing, she was, like, asking for too much, or whether it means that she legitimately bargained well, which I would figure is kind of the case here, because, yeah, you know, she knows sports and you know, obviously has the background. So there's that. But, you know, what the real OG move would be is that if Ovi took money equal to Backstrom, or close to what his contract is now, that would be perfect. Give us a ton of flexibility in the future and let us chase a couple more cups by the time that he breaks the goal record. Couple that with like some revenue generators that are going to be coming with the NHL. And I think that like with the TV deal and everything else, I think that that's going to be a good thing in the expansion team, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Maybe build in some crazy bonuses, like performance bonuses. If you score more than 35 goals, you'll get $3 million. I mean, I think that's like probably a big bonus, but it's fair, right?
Yeah. I mean, that would be a way to at least convince him or coax him to take less money.
Right.
Achievable goals.
Yeah. Right. Right. Absolutely. So that's my rant. That's my worry. I hope I haven't worried you too much, Caps fans. And in fact, I would love nothing more than this segment that I just said, all this shit, to be completely obsolete and irrelevant by the time it drops.
That'd be great.
That would be awesome. I would just love, I would eat crow there. I mean, I would just love to drop that and be like, oh, well, I was wrong. First time ever.
Jesus.
All right. Well, I'm done. That worked me up. I'm like breathing really heavy. I'm sweating a little. my heart's going. I mean, I don't know. I think that we should move on to a little bit more of an uplifting and fun segment. What do you think?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Here we go.
It's snack time with Polly Cupcakes. All right. I got some yummy, tasty content coming. Fantasy hockey. So, as I don't know if we mentioned earlier in this episode or on Monday's episode, 14 Hockey Podcast Network hosts are doing a league. It is being run by Shane from the Sens Hour podcast. He obviously does the Ottawa Senators. We did the draft on Saturday, and my guess is that this probably came out because we're all cooped up at home. We decided to dress up like actual managers at a draft. So I had, I had a shirt and tie and a vest, and then I actually wore a kilt instead of pants.
Hmm.
And then did you have a dress shirt with your bow tie?
No, I just wore a bow tie with this shirt, literally this shirt.
Yeah. You know, and it didn't look terrible.
Yeah, of course. I look great. Always. Duh.
Yeah. So 14, that's a pretty big league. It definitely made you get a little creative with the picks. Before we get into our league, I'll just talk about which Capitals were drafted.
Okay.
So Tom Wilson went to the host of the league, Shane, with Senzauer. Ovi went to Neil, who runs the Devil's State of Mind podcast. And then Zdeno Chara went to Hurdle on a Turtle. That is Nick over with the Sharks, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. And Carlson, John Carlson, he went to, is that Drew Vegas?
Yeah. No, yeah, Drew.
And then Pekka's Revenge. Pretty sure that was one of the guys over at the Catfish pod.
For the Preds.
For the Preds. Two Caps. Did I already say that? Kuzi and Schultz.
Yeah.
So our Hockey Trolls boy Schultz. Verona went to Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata. Hakun, yeah. Like Cahoon. Hakuna
Matata. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know who that is. That might be Berlansky, but I don't know. No, I don't know. Do you know who that is?
Carter.
Oh, well, that's Carter Potts from the Anaheim Ducks podcast.
Okay.
Quack Report. Quack Report, yeah.
Yeah, and they have a pretty good show.
Okay. Continue.
And then I drafted Orlov, Backstrom, and Dylan, which by the time this drops, Dylan probably won't be on my roster. I dropped him to pick up a third goalie because we start two at all times. And this next one is pretty bitter to me. Samsonov, Hockey Troll, got him. Here's what I did, guys. This is how fucking dumb I am. I was looking at the goalie list. I could have swore I clicked on Samsonov. I was looking at his name. Well, apparently I didn't click on Samsonov. I clicked on Varlamov. I think I drafted Varlamov in like the third round, which, you know, he had a really good year last year. So like, I'm not too worried about it, but I was just like, I saw that happen and no one said anything. And so we live streamed the draft and I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I just picked him on accident. And Tom Franklin from the Blues Notes podcast, he was like, oh, I'm so glad that you explained that because I was like, why in the hell did you just pick Varlamov right now? So
of all people, Tom Franklin took mercy on you, not calling you out for being a fucking idiot. That's hilarious.
We got that Notre Dame connection.
Yeah, right. He didn't want to expose you for the dumb that you are. That's hilarious. I love it. Hey, that was stupid. Yeah. That was like the third round and you took Varlamov. Yeah.
Yeah, I took
hurting. Sammy that round, so.
Yeah, you took him like right after.
Yeah. And what, TJ Oshie gets picked up by, who's Taco Truck? Oh, is that Carlo?
I think it is.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's Carlo.
I mean, that's. I think we're well represented here. I think all those guys are going to do well. I'd love to see another a better year from Verona again, like another increase in points getting from him. I would love to see Kuznetsov really just blow it the fuck out of the water and net 100 points.
Yeah.
As he should be. And, oh, well, by the way, Caps fans, I just want a full disclosure. This, as you can tell by our conversation thus far, this is not a fantasy advice column. This is just talking about our fantasy experiences because obviously Pauly doesn't even know how to draft. But, you know,
yeah.
There is something to say, though. You've done – we generally do the Hockey Troll Super League, which is a four-time running – 4 or 5 year running league. But I decided this year we weren't going to do it. I think it was the $10 league or $5 league. I don't remember what we used to do. But and, Pauly, you've finished in the money. So I get – I just do first place wins everything but $10. Second place just gets their money back. So it's like a winner-take-all shit, right?
Yeah.
And you've won how, like, once at least.
I think what I can remember is I've won the league. I think I've lost. I think I've gotten my money back as a second place. And then I think I pulled a capital. I got the President's Trophy and then eliminated. I got a bye and then lost in the second round.
Second round. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so I've actually had a pretty good run in your league. But conversely, piggybacking off of my really good drafting skills, I'm projected to be tied for last. The only category I'm first in is hits, which makes sense because I actually really took that into account when that was like my main tiebreaker when I was looking at like two or three guys of who I wanted to draft next.
Right.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, on the other hand, I'm incredibly pleased with my roster. I think that I have optimized it. I think the lot of thing about fantasy hockey, though, is what you need to do is you can't just like draft from one conference. You need the big thing is that you need to spread it out from East and West because of, you don't want to have like no one playing one day and then everyone playing and then you're just like missing points. I like to keep my as many people playing and as many on the bench having no games as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. Same thing. And, you know, as we speak, I have three pending transactions and I think all three are in the West.
Yeah.
Because I was a little too, even during the draft, I tried to stay East heavy, or I tried to stay balanced, but I ended up East heavy just because those were the best available guys at the time.
Sure.
But and honorable mention, I picked up Burakovsky and Holpe.
Nice. When you say like the balance is good, but I think that if you were going to be a little bit more heavy on the East, that's okay because, you know, they're the more skilled conference, I'd say. But with the new divisions, you kind of have to think of it differently. Like before, it was like East and West mix. Now it's just interdivision. You just can't have enough people in one division, right? So like,
yeah.
I'll just quickly list off my roster. I've got Brad Marchand. It was my first pick and he's day to day right now. So he just had surgery. I hope that he can come back. That's not good. But I got, Shifley, Konecki, Kubalik. So young guy, Jean-Gabriel Peugeot, Nikolai Ehlers, Miro Heiskanen, Eric Karlsson, Rasmus Ristolainen, Alex Goligoski, David Perron, Alex Killorn. I mean, I got some depth guy, Ian Cole, Philip Denault, Pavel Buchnevich, who I hope that's a young guy that I can ride, and Anthony DeClaire and Brady Skagey. Yeah. And here's the coup de grace is Carter Hart, Ilya Samsonov. as my goalie tandem. I mean, they're going to fucking light it up.
Yeah, that is some solid goaltending talent. You know, that's the name in that SNL skit with Chance. Was it Chance the Rapper?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Who did Do That Hockey. Yeah. He looked at that guy's name. I can't even say it either. And he was just like, nope.
Who, Brady Skedge? Skedgy?
Yeah.
The one thing that does worry me about my goalie tandem, though, is that they both are Mass Mutual division goalies. So,
yeah.
I mean, who knows what we're going to beat up there, but I think that I've got the two top teams in the Mass Mutual division, so.
Yeah, I think you do. And that's what I think. See, I have like 8 Mass Mutual at this moment. It's soon to be 7. But I definitely hit the Caps division pretty hard. But we'll give updates here and there. Because matchups are week long. So we'll definitely talk about it when we play each other so we can talk some shit and go back and forth. But
yeah, absolutely. Where's the projections? Projected stats. Here we go. Oh no. I'm trying to find for the league, but I don't know if they have that. The league projections. Can you get that is that only on the draft page?
I think
because I looked at it during the draft page and I was like top 3 in like everything.
It's not in draft analysis.
Well, you know, not a big deal. I'm happy that it's happening, man. We're back. Hockey's back. Fantasy hockey's in full swing. We're kind of normal. Kind of normal territory here, right?
Absolutely, man. Fantasy hockey is way more fun than fantasy football. And just the fact that fantasy hockey is here just means that real hockey is here. And big game tonight. Playing the Sabres. Hopefully it's a beatdown and Ovi rings up a hat trick.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we want another like 7 points in 3 games, 7 goals in 3 games from Ovi this start of this season. That'd be awesome. I'm looking forward to it, absolutely. And, you know, I'm hoping that you Caps fans are also, you know, staying good, staying healthy, and going to enjoy the hell out of this game tonight.
Yeah, and you know, this is the season. If Ovi was ever going to replicate something like Gretzky's 50 goals in 39 games, this is the season to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, no more 35-goal bullshits. I would be impressed if he scored 40. I would be so – that's insane. That'd be insane.
Yeah.
but let's not jinx him. Let's let the Russian machine do what he does best, and let's put the puck in the back of the net.
Yeah. So, sorry if snack time was a little boring and disorganized. We kind of just wanted to talk.
Yeah, we just wanted to, like, talk shit about our fantasy rosters because, you know, well, Paulie doesn't have much shit to talk because he's going to get smoked. But I will let you know about my eventual championship run for sure. We'll give you updates. And if you guys have got any good rosters, definitely tweet us and let us know what they look like. Get us some screenshots of your roster and we'll evaluate. I mean, who knows what the season's going to hold. I mean, I think there's going to be a lot of with the players changing teams and with, there's a lot of guys on the waiver wire still. I mean, who knows what trade deadline's going to do to people? You know, I mean, usually it's not a big splash in fantasy. I mean, sometimes it is, you know, 2 or 3, 4 or 5 even players that are like, oh, I got to get this guy. He's going to get an expanded role. But this year it could be absolute mayhem.
Yeah. Yeah. I hadn't even really thought of that. That's a good point.
Yeah.
And I'd love to see if any of you guys out there have any obscure players. Yeah. Like, you know, before he really broke through, one of my big sleepers was Anders Lee with the Islanders. He got me a lot of sneaky points. And, you know, I don't know if any of you guys out there have someone that you think is a young star that people are overlooking. You know, shout us out and let us know.
Yeah, absolutely. For me, I would always pick Corey Crawford on like the second to last round because, you know, he wasn't ever like the big flashy numbers guy, but he won. I mean, back when Chicago was good, he won all the time. And his stats reflected that. People kind of slept on him. And he was always good to pick up. Solid goaltender on the fantasy chart. So those are some probably irrelevant things now. But we'll let you know. I'm looking at this Buchnevich kid, and I'm hoping that for the Rangers he lights it up. Who knows? And Kubalik as well. Dominik Kubalik for the Hawks for me. So that's our take. That's our professional opinion of four years being in the Hockey Troll Super League.
Here, since everybody else did predictions, you have I'm gonna put you on the spot here.
Yeah.
I just thought of this. You have a prediction for Rookie of the Year.
I don't even know all the rookies. But yeah. I'll go the easy one and say it's Lafreniere.
Yeah, okay.
I'll go easy.
You know, I really liked McMichael in juniors, and they're pretty big on that Stutzel kid in Ottawa.
Yeah.
But I'll be a bit of a homer. I'm going to say Connor McMichael gets the Calder.
Whoa. He might not even – if he's even going to make the roster, you know?
Well, he didn't get to be in camp because he was quarantining. So right. that kind of sucks, but I thought he was projected to make the team.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't. He might not. He might be taxi. But hey,
dude, this is like this is like in March Madness and picking a play-in team to go to the Final Four. Like he's not even guaranteed a spot, and I'm taking him all the way.
Hey, you gotta love it. You gotta love the faith. Paulie's got. He's not afraid to put his nuts on the line and look foolish.
Yeah, man. I say something dumb every week, so this is probably it.
All right. Well, with that, I guess we'll get out of here, Paulie, unless you got anything else.
Nope, that's it. Go Caps.
Absolutely. Caps fans, hope you enjoy the game. Tonight, if you're going to watch, and like Paulie said, go Caps. Hey, Caps fans. Thanks for tuning in to the official Caps Trip podcast, repping the greatest team in the NHL. Follow me, the Hockey Troll, at Hockey Trolling on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
And follow me, Pauly Cupcakes, at Cupcake Pauly on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok.
And follow the show's handle, at Caps Chirp, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Special thanks to the Hockey Podcast Network at HockeyPodNet on social and thehockeypodcastnetwork.com. The Hockey Podcast Network, every team, everywhere. Check them out, or we're not friends anymore.